Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I'm Paul.
And I'm Nikki.
All right, in today's episode, we do not have Blake and Ash. She is recovering from a surgery. Hope the recovery is quick and it's smooth. But yeah, they should be here shortly or soon on the next couple podcasts. We might try to learn how to remote record. It's just kind of hard when you only got one. I know how to look at porn on a computer. And I just now figured this out, so...
Listen, our 11-year-old is more... Actually, our 6-year-old is more technologically inclined than I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's bad.
She told me her password for her iPad the other day, and I was like, how do you know that?
Yeah, it's bad. So, we're going to try to learn that. I'm going to watch some YouTube videos, try to get on YouTube University, figure all that out. I know
you should already have your diploma from there.
Yeah, I know. But I know Blake, he's pretty, you know, savvy when it comes to computers, softwares and stuff like that.
Well, he legitimately went to a university for that.
Yeah. So we're going to try to figure that out and then start trying to do remotely podcasting in the event something happens like this. That way y'all get the full effect of all four of us. All right, so on today's episode, we have a little bit of a sexy story to tell y'all. We had some great friends come over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, C and J, they live a couple states away. I'm sure you've probably heard us talk about them on our podcast before. And they're just great people. Mm-hmm. And we had a 4-day weekend, and we just decided to make the most of it. And they came down.
We definitely made the most of it.
Yeah. They came down on a Friday and left Monday.
I mean, for those of you that follow us on Instagram and Twitter, y'all saw the picture of the fire this weekend.
That's on a Saturday because Blake and Ash are not here. I kind of don't want to talk about Saturday because I haven't really asked them if it was okay to. I really just want to focus more or less on
I was just saying that we made the most Friday. Of the weekend. They saw the pictures.
Oh, yes, we did. By the way, soapy water and butane make flammable bubbles, and they make great.
No, we really need the disclaimer. Please do not try this at home.
Yes, please do not try this at home. However, they do
make. Or with lacy underwear.
Yeah, they do make.
No one got burned.
No one got burned. So they do make flammable bubbles, which is pretty fucking hot and sexy. I know. Jay, when she smacked it off your ass, she was giggling.
She was giggling, like legit
so
giggling
hard. And she was just, she was like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, C, like, he's over there like, I don't know what to do because, you know.
He's like, I just want to put the fire out. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. So, but it was definitely a fun weekend. So we're going to get into that. And then we're going to take a break after that. And then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about a question that was asked to us on our Instagram. We love those questions like that.
Yes.
Nikki decided to make a post on, hey, ask us some hard questions. We want to know what y'all want to
hear about.
So, yeah, we're going to get into that.
And I would love more of those comments because it helps us come up with new topics. Because if you give us a really good question, guess what? Yep. We got some stories for you.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get into it. So, C and J, they're an amazing couple. We met them at a club in Lubbock. Actually, we met them at a club near our house. I didn't realize it was them.
No, it wasn't a club. It was a friend's house.
Yeah.
It was a mutual friend's house party or something.
A mutual friend's house.
Yes.
We
but
met,
that was like 7 years ago.
Yes. So we met, so they saw us at the club in Lubbock, and they were like, were y'all at this house party? Yeah, dude, that was like 6-7 years
well,
ago.
Well, no, we spent all night trying to figure out how we knew each other because we thought they looked familiar but couldn't pinpoint it, and they thought we looked familiar.
I just thought that we've seen them at the club before.
Yes.
Or on like SDC, SLS, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right. But he figured it out on the way from the club to the hotel that night. And then since that night, we've been texting off and on with them almost on a daily basis for the most part, at least weekly in basis in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then our schedules had just never worked out. It was always, they were busy on our free weekends and our free weekends, they were busy. But finally we got a 4-day weekend. Well, they got a 4-day weekend and they came over, and then they got here while I was still at work. And then I got home, got ready, like ready for if anything were to happen that night. And then we had dinner and we came out to the pool room and we're just playing pool, shooting pool, just flirting, having fun. They're a very sexy couple. And I think we played 2 rounds of pool and then started playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And it was me and C on a team and then you and Jay on a team. So we were teasing each other while also teasing the other team.
Yes. But I like how you said, like, in the event something would have happened. I mean, we never expect anything to happen when it comes to playing with a couple. However, our text messages between the four of us.
Oh, yeah. It was going down.
It was fucking happening.
It was going down.
Like, it was happening. And yes, they are a very sexy couple. She has an amazing body, an amazing ass, amazing tits, beautiful face. Like, just, she is so fucking hot.
Hey, my number one weakness is arms.
Yeah, the dude's fucking built.
Yeah, he is.
Like, the dude could bench press all of us at once. Like, he is just fucking built.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure he could.
We're going to try that out next time we see him.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So we were playing beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
You and C were on a team, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Y'all won both games.
Mm-hmm.
While me and Jay, you know, we're flirting. I'm filling up her butt, you know, obviously asking her if she's okay with it. And it was just a fun time. And then finally we decided, all right, cool. We're going to switch partners to see if we could win. So Jay got on Nikki's team, mm-hmm. and C got on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Who won that game?
Technically, us.
Technically, yes. Because, see, you and Jay were constantly trying to tease us.
But we were not winning at all. Like, we were, like, I think we got 2 cups. And y'all were down to 1.
That was after y'all got in the lingerie and locked us out. Yeah, y'all were already in lingerie.
Yeah, we were.
I forgot it. Yeah. So I went out to go.
Before this game, yeah, before they switched teams.
I went outside and C followed me. And then you just see the door shut. And then they won't let us in because they locked us out because they were getting dressed up in lingerie for us.
Well, we changed like 3 or 4 times just trying to figure out what we wanted to wear.
It got so cold out there.
I'm sorry.
And I asked her to hand me something, and she cracked open the door and threw it right on the ground.
Well, you told her she was supposed to dominate you, so.
I did.
She threw your shit on the floor.
I did. I told her. I was like, I want you to fucking sit on my face. Don't hover. I want you to sit on my face. Grab my fucking hair. Use me as a fuck toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I said that, I think when she heard it in person, it was different than hearing it over text. I think in person, she was like, oh my God, he's fucking for real about this. And I think they both got really excited
mm-hmm.
about that. So, she was giving me a little bit of attitude.
You flipped that switch.
Yeah, she was giving me a little bit of sexy attitude. And then y'all locked us out for...
Yeah, but I mean, we made it worth your while.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. I mean,
when y'all walked in, what was going on? What'd y'all come into?
Oh my gosh. So Nikki was wearing a skin tight latex little skirt with a latex top that ties in the front. So her titties were about popping out and her ass was just hanging out.
And I mean, it was a skirt, but there was not much there. It
looked so fucking hot. It's actually the same skirt that's in the flame pictures.
It is.
It is. It's the same outfit.
The same outfit, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. She was looking so fucking fine. And then Jay was wearing just like a bodysuit type thing mm-hmm. that was super lacy. Super fucking. It took everything I had for me not to want to rip it off. Like, I was just like, man, that thing costs money. I can't do that to them. But it took so much willpower for me not to rip it off of her. That shit was so fucking hot. So, going back to beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else happened?
Well, because we were, y'all had basically just won. We're down to the rebuttal shot.
How did we win, though? Y'all were trying to tease us the entire game. But what was really happening?
We were being easily distracted by you two.
Yeah. Me and C started teasing y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You little turds.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah. So we won the game.
Y'all said, we'll let y'all win if you come suck our dicks. So that is exactly what we did. We win.
I love how y'all did it, because y'all were about to shoot, and then I was all,
"You made the comment," yeah.
And then you said, "Oh, deal!" And you just slammed down the ball in one of y'all's cups. Water got everywhere, you know. And then yeah, y'all came over and started doing y'all's
thing. Like, we literally just made eye contact. It was like, "Deal, put the balls down," and
yep.
Went around each side of the pool table and got to y'all and was like, "This is happening.
Yep,
we win."
Oh yeah. Oh, it was well worth losing that game. Well worth losing that game.
Yeah. It was very enjoyable.
Oh yeah.
But then we went from us giving y'all blowjobs to y'all eating us out, and then back to giving y'all blowjobs. And then we all started fucking.
I like how you said that. And we all just started fucking. No, so yeah, so while I was eating her out, she was definitely grabbing my head and like shoving it in there. Mm-hmm. She's like, and she was using me, mm-hmm. and that shit was hot as fuck.
Oh yeah,
hot as fuck.
Well, and C had me squirting on the couch,
which is weird because that's my couch. That is typically I'm not normally on my couch. Yeah, you usually have the other couch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then whenever I got on in my normal ass spot, it's soaking wet, and I'm like, all right, you know, but yeah.
This is my puddle now.
This is my puddle. I've named it.
George.
No.
I'm just kidding. No.
So yeah. yeah, we started fucking. He had to make Nikki stop quite a few times. That was really fun.
He kept holding my hips down and wouldn't let me move because he was about to come. So rude.
Fuck, they are so much fun.
He did it like 3 times.
Yeah. Yep. He did it like 3 times to where he was not about to finish the night. And I told him, I was like, dude, just let it happen and we'll go more rounds. And he's like, nope, once I'm done, I'm going to sleep. And I'm like, oh, man. But yeah. And then I had her bent over for a little bit as well.
On the ottoman.
And mm-hmm. Oh, my God, her ass is just fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
It is such a spankable ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, and while you were doing that, he went back to eating me out and laid me across the couch,
mm-hmm.
which is where the top to the St. Andrew's cross was. So he had moved it underneath the table,
yeah.
The pool table. Well, he thought he moved it all the way underneath the pool table.
Yeah.
And then
I feel so bad about this.
You took a break to get a bottle of water. And she jumped up and went to run for the door because she's like, I got to go to the bathroom while you're doing that. And she tripped over the top to the table.
I feel so fucking bad.
And hit the couch across from us. And neither one of us could like say it quick enough because we didn't realize she was getting up until she was right there.
Yeah.
To warn her that it was there. And she tripped and fell. And then we all made sure she was all right. I had the normal lights back on, just checking her out.
Yeah. I felt so bad because, I mean, granted, I've never seen a sexier fall ever in my life. I have never.
That's a weird description.
I've never seen a sexier fall ever in my life. She is so fucking fine.
Well, you married me and my falls are never graceful.
No, because it's funny.
I look like a fish flopping out of water.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
True, yeah.
You didn't even try. No, babe, it's not that bad.
I have just seen you.
Full on, like, yeah, it is.
I have seen you fall upstairs.
It's not my fault. Our stairs are uneven.
I've seen you fall upstairs. But no, so then they came back and I told her, I was like, are you okay? Do you want to keep going? And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, my chest just kind of hurts. I'm like, well, if your chest hurts, you know, you're not feeling up to it, you know, it's fine. She was like, no, fuck that. Break out that cross. I want to get on the cross.
And she was like, yeah, fuck that. Put me on that cross.
So I put her on the St. Andrew's cross.
I held the magic wand to her clit while sucking him off.
Yeah.
While he was,
yeah,
messing with her. I think he was sucking a nipple and making out with her, going back and forth.
Yeah, he was sucking a nipple, making out with her, and I had the little crop. Mm-hmm. And so I was just I don't even think I really used a flogger on her at all. I used the crop and the paddle.
You just use the paddle just to show that it, how loud it made it sound with the double sided.
Yeah. And but she really liked the crop. Mm-hmm. Next time I want to get the spurs out.
I told you.
I don't know. I didn't know where they were. But actually I do know where they are.
I know exactly where they are.
But yeah, next time I'm going to get the spurs out and tease her with that. But yeah, you were holding the vibrator on her clit. Mm-hmm. But we were using the wireless magic wand.
Yeah, it's not as powerful.
We need, next time she's over here, we need to break out.
Well, we had it in
we
here.
We did.
We just didn't plug it in.
We should have.
We
fucking should have.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been so much fun. But yeah, I got her on the cross and we played a little bit.
And that's where she came.
Yep. That's when she came.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she was, her legs were quivering and shaking. And at one point I thought that they were going to pop my head a few times while I was eating her out. And it was so fucking hot to have that happen. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So why were we excited, Nikki?
Because that was your whole goal, was to make her come.
Yeah, but what else are we excited? Because I know it's going to happen soon again. So we are meeting them the 15th.
I was like, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, they live a couple states away.
And it's funny because they mentioned it to us last night. And we're like, we're going. We've already got a babysitter lined up.
Yeah.
And they're like, that was fucking fast. How?
Yeah. I said, yeah, we're going. We already got a babysitter lined up. And they're like, how did you do that so fast? I was like, well, we're magic. And then today.
We have magical powers.
Well, today I was texting them in the group chat, obviously. And I was like, hey, for real, like, I'm booking our hotel right now. Like, we're legit going to be there. So we got to figure that out.
And then we got a room is booked.
Yep. And then a room is booked. So I got free cancellation in case anything happens, but room is booked. But, oh my God. No guys came that night.
No, he did with her after the cross.
That's right. That's right. He mm-hmm. did with her. So yeah, after the cross.
And then you broke me.
Yep. Well, we all broke each other.
Well, yeah, but you finished me off because you made me squirt like three more times and then fucked me from behind.
Yep.
In my favorite position. And then after that, like, I couldn't move.
I mean, the next day I told her, I was like, I think you broke my dick.
And you told Jay that, not me.
No, I said I told her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm
just
told
making
Jay.
It clear that it was Jay, yeah. Not me.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, I think you broke my dick. And she was like, y'all spilled the fuck out of us.
But, no, she said me.
Or yeah, she said, y'all spilled the fuck out of me. Like, I am. Yeah. It was a lot of fucking fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, I told them, I was like, this is
much needed fun.
Oh, yeah. And I told them, I was like, this is probably by far like one of our best experiences we've ever had with a couple. Because even though they were here for, you know, 3 nights or whatever, mm-hmm. like it never got old.
No, just like just the easy conversation.
Yeah.
Easy, fun, light, like lightness, atmosphere kind of feeling, you know, vibe. It was just like.
And then all of us yelling at her to get through with her homework. Friends. Yeah. Then all of us yelling at her to get through with her homework.
Constantly.
Constantly. So hopefully on the 15th when we meet
up.
She
won't have a paper to do.
She doesn't have a paper to do. And, you know. But it was so much fun.
It was definitely a fun weekend. Just getting to hang out, relax, chat.
Yeah.
You know, do the normal shit, the normal friendship shit before the spicy friendship hit.
Yes. And what's cool is I think on the 15th, you're off work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we already got the babysitter. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try to take off work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to get our babysitter off work. So we can get up there a little bit early so we can enjoy the hot tub that's in the hotel room.
Yes, because I want to get in that thing so bad.
Yes. Well, I don't know. What about our tattoos? We just got new tattoos.
They'll be healed by then. That's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right. Hopefully. We'll see.
But then I'm getting 2 more next weekend.
Yep.
Those might be iffy.
Yeah. It's okay. Us three will get in the hot tub and then we'll just FaceTime you and we'll tell you exactly how
I'll
it
is. I'll put up to my knees in the water and cry while y'all get just completely submerged. And just hang off the edge and put my head in.
Yeah.
In my shoulder.
No, but me and him, we actually had a long talk afterwards and, you know, I told him, I was like, dude, I was like, this is such an amazing weekend and, you know, they're just a beautiful couple mm-hmm. and such kind-hearted couple. And it's
completely genuine, like genuinely the nicest people.
Yeah. I mean, you typically meet great couples in the lifestyle, but
oh yeah, but these are hands down some of the best we've come across.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh yes. And they're so secure within their own relationship.
That makes it easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It makes it super easy to be able to do stuff with
them.
And
fully enjoy it and not have that thought of like, are they... Because, I mean, there have been people we've met that we've kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure that they were really in the right headspace.
Yep.
But these guys are not like that. They are completely capable.
Yes.
Completely where they need to be. It just makes things so much smoother and easier.
Yep. All right, guys. So that was our little bit of a sexy story. We're trying to get better at telling sexy stories. So I want to be
I suck at it. I'm sorry.
So do I. I'm a great sexter. Yes. I can sext.
You're a good storyteller, but I think when it gets to the spicy stuff, you're like,
Well, I just, yeah. Because, yeah. But like I can sext really well. And when I'm in person, I'm a huge flirt.
Yes.
But just over us talking about it,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not awkward for me to talk to you about it because obviously we've talked after it happened, which is going to play into our next segment, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But it's just, I feel like...
Telling the stories and talking about it into a microphone
yes,
that you know other people are going to be listening to.
Yeah, that's what it is. So to me, it's just like...
Other people are going to hear this.
Yeah, and they're like, this dude sounds like an idiot. So, okay. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and then we will talk about a question that we had on our Instagram. And
yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. All right. Now that we're back from our little break, we're going to talk about a little question that we received on Instagram. So Nikki posted a post, said, Nikki here wanting to hear more from y'all. Give some topic ideas y'all would like to hear discussed. So we had one individual reach out. She said, okay, I would like to know, what was it, or what was your first day after your first experience with your partner like? Did you wake up with a what the fuck have we done? And has it changed how you treat each other? Or did it change? Jesus, I'm going to let you read it.
Or did it change how you treated each other for a few days after?
No, start over, because I've butchered that one.
Okay, she said, okay, I would like to know, what was your first day after your real experience with your partner? Did you wake up with the what the fuck have we done? Had it changed how you treated each other for a few days after? How quickly have you been able to discuss details with each other right away, after a week? Basically anything to consider and expect after that first deep jump in.
Yep. So I reply to her, absolutely. You know, we'll talk about this on our next episode. And then she said, thanks for being so responsive. We're a couple that's in a really good spot after 15 years of marriage still, and we're scared to fuck it up by going through with our ideas. Any tips to minimize our
paranoias
would be much appreciated. God, I need hooked on phonics.
And then we responded, absolutely. It's all about communication and respect for each other.
Yep. So I honestly think when Ash and Blake do their episode, they're going to be able to help them a little bit more, because like we said in the first episode, or like we said in the last episode about boundaries, like, I mean, we were really young when we got married. Yes,
they were in a more stable, they've been in their relationship, our marriage, a lot longer than we had, like at our first experience compared to their first experience. They were older, they had been together longer.
Yep.
So
our maturity level within our personal marriage and in our marriage were
different. We were both in different headspaces.
Yeah, I mean, we were really young. We were in our early 20s. I don't even think you were 20 yet. I think you were 19 when we got married.
I was 22.
Well, yeah, when we got in lifestyle, but I'm talking about when we got married.
No, I was 20.
Oh, 20?
I had just turned 20.
Okay. Yeah, so we were still really young within our marriage. We were still trying to figure each other out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to be the first to say, this was a big fantasy of ours. You know, I mean, you brought it up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a trap. We had a girlfriend, or we had a play partner that was a female, not necessarily a girlfriend, but a play partner that was a female.
Mm-hmm.
I played with her for a few years. And then that's when I decided to ask you, like, hey, how would you feel about a couple?
Yeah.
So for me, after we had that experience with the couple, I truly felt like I fucked up.
So normally we tell people to make sure you talk.
Yeah.
Like the same night. And that's still true. And normally what we do now is, if we're leaving somewhere and we're in a vehicle and it's just the two of us, we discuss what happened.
Yeah, we discuss what we liked, what we
that
disliked.
That first experience, we left their house, and we were completely silent.
But I don't even think we had the fucking radio on.
No, we didn't. And we did discuss it that night before we went to bed.
Well, we laid down and we went to bed.
No, we just laid there for like an hour or two. And then finally we were like, so you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
But it was like, we still talked that night before we actually fell asleep. But we both had the,
oh, fuck.
Like, what have I done? Like, he's going to be pissed at me, or she's going to be pissed at me now. And after we talked and we realized we were both kind of feeling that way, that was kind of the first big click for our communication to get zeroed in with each other.
Yeah.
Because we were like, okay, well, we could have avoided this awkwardness for the last 2-3 hours if we would have just talked from the get-go. We were both had the same feelings.
And you know, I think that if we would have talked on the way home, we wouldn't have felt that way. No. But you have to be able to talk in a certain way. Like, you can't be sloppy fucking drunk trying to talk about what you liked, what you disliked, because then you're not
really getting the real feelings.
Yeah, because you say some, or I say some dumb fucking shit when I'm drunk. And I do, or I have before, right? Mm-hmm. I've said some dumb shit that is not cool. And I'll be the first to admit it. That is not really cool for me to say. And that's the alcohol talking. That's not
me. No one
me.
Can have a real, genuine conversation if they are not completely sober.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, that's anybody.
But let's talk about, like, how did it change our marriage, let's say, a week after it, right? I don't necessarily think our marriage started changing.
I think our communication level changed.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But
that's what I'm saying. It was the first click in that communication yeah. being zeroed in.
But the trust aspect, right? So I'm talking about the trust aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Had to grow. Honestly, what I'm going to say is the more we've played because we were so young.
Yeah.
Now, some people that are married, let's say like this person, 15 years mm-hmm. or Blake and Ash have been married, what, like going on seven years? Shit, we're horrible friends.
7 or 8.
I don't remember how long. I know that they were like high school sweethearts, yes. everything else like that. So they were always in a relationship, whether they were married or not, for so long.
Yes.
And they just got into it after years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So their respect for each other, their trust for each other,
their communication
was already built up.
They were already at a different level.
Yes.
Than what we were when we started.
But I will say, I do believe being in the lifestyle adds a sense of different trust that no mm-hmm. other vanilla couple is going to find.
Or experience.
Not
the way we have it.
Because I trust you to pay the phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you trust me to pay the water bill,
mm-hmm.
but it's a different type of trust when you're trusting your partner to go fuck someone and still come to bed with you.
Yep. You got the bills backward, though.
Probably. But, I mean, I'm saying that's such a hard question to answer. Because for me it is, because we started in it young, and yes, I absolutely did feel like I fucked up. I felt like a horrible husband.
But we had that talk before we went to bed.
Yeah.
So we didn't wake up feeling the what the fuck have we done. But we felt it right before we went to sleep and ended up talking about it because we couldn't fall asleep because that was in our head. But then I don't really think it changed how we treated each other for a few days after, other than for positive reasons, because after the talk before we went to sleep, we started communicating a little more and having more in-depth conversations than we had before. So it wasn't in a negative way, it was in a positive way that we treated each other differently after that.
Yes. Sorry. C's actually texting me asking how much the room was because he's getting his room right now. Yay. All right. Yes. So I completely agree with you. I think the best advice that we've given people is to make sure you communicate right afterwards.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not trying
Don't go to bed until you discuss it.
I'm not trying to say that we know what to do because we don't. This is just our opinions. This is our adventure, and we're just sharing what has worked for us. I will say, however, there has been other couples to go, first time couples leaving our house, hey, mm-hmm. make sure you talk. And then they,
yeah.
hey, thanks for suggesting that. You know,
that was a really good suggestion.
That was very helpful.
That's what we needed to hear.
So to answer your question, I think as long as you and your spouse communicate mm-hmm. after.
Yes.
After,
and
right?
Set your
after.
Boundaries before you go in.
Yes. Set what you want. Be mm-hmm. clear on what you mm-hmm. want and set those goes and no goes
mm-hmm.
before you do anything and make sure you adhere to them.
Yes.
Because as soon as
That'll
you break
change everything.
Because and this is why I say this, because if we went to a party, right, and I said, okay, cool, I want a soft swap. Right? Mm-hmm. I want to only soft swap. And then you came, and the roles can be completely reversed, right? And then you came to me, hey, this couple wants to fuck, let's go fuck this couple. And we go and we start soul swapping with him. And then he grabs a condom and starts fucking you.
After that was not.
After was that was. Yeah. That was a clear boundary of, hey, yes, we're not going to do this. Yes, that's going to cause that's issues. So make sure. Well. Make sure your boundaries are there. Mm-hmm. They're listened to. They are respected. Mm-hmm. And they are done the way y'all want them to be done.
And you can tell the other couple, like, hey, we're not ready for full swap.
Or yeah, or not just full swap, just anything in general. It could be
whatever.
Hey, we're not ready for kissing. Hey, we're not ready for this yet. Hey, we're not.
Exactly.
Whatever. And if they don't respect your boundary, then fuck them. You don't want to play with them anyway.
No, that's not who you want to play with.
Because if they're not going to respect your boundaries as a person, they're damn sure not going to respect your marriage. And they're damn sure not going to respect your relationship.
Or you.
Or yeah, or you. So keep that in mind. But I will say, when we first started, we had a little bit of a difficult time at first adjusting. It didn't take us long to realize that our marriage was constantly getting, and we didn't want it, or we didn't go in the lifestyle thinking it was going to fix our marriage. It just happened to fix our marriage.
It really did.
We didn't use the lifestyle as an excuse. And I hate the fact that some people go, oh, we're doing this to fix our marriage. Cool. You'll be divorced within a year. Yeah. Or you'll be separated within a year.
Yeah, we say it fixed our marriage because it did. But we didn't go into it with the idea of this is what's going to fix our marriage. Neither one of us said, like, I'm missing something. I need other people. It was, or we need other people to fix our marriage. It was a, hey, I'm kind of interested in this. And I came out with some of those fantasies that I wanted that I had never mentioned to him before. And that is what opened that door to get us into the lifestyle that got us to where we are today. So it wasn't like we immediately jumped into that anyways. But communication is what fixed us, is because it forced us to communicate. And that's what we preach about now, is y'all have to have good communication, or someone's going to have feelings hurt or whatever else.
Or guilt. Or whatever else. So to answer your question, communicate.
And set boundaries. And stick to them.
Communicate. Set boundaries. Stick to them. Right?
Yes.
I think that if we would have drove on our way home, and like I said before, if we would have talked on our way home.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't have laid in bed. I wouldn't have had 45 minutes thinking that I'm the world's worst fucking husband ever.
And me with the world's worst wife.
So my suggestion would to be, as soon as y'all leave, no matter how much fun y'all have and no matter how much you can see the joy on your spouse's face, talk.
Talk about it. Ask them what they liked, what they didn't like, if they wanted to try something different, if there was anything that made them uncomfortable, ask them.
Yep. But, I mean, that... If you don't do those steps, or in my opinion, if you don't do those steps, you're going to have a hard time accepting being in the lifestyle, because of course you don't want to fuck anything up in your relationship, right? I mean, it's like she said, she's been married for 15 years, or he or she said, I don't know who exactly which one it is, but they've been married for, they're in a good spot for 15 years, and she was like, still LOL, right? Yeah. And she was like, I don't want to, or they were like, I don't want to fuck anything up. Completely understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Completely understandable. Definitely. And that is a huge worry that every normal fucking couple has going into their first experience. Hell. What if this fucks this up? What if this fucks our relationship? What if you fall in love with some other person? What if, and there's all that, but you have to remember, this is strictly for pleasure and pleasure only. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you have great relationships with people. You create great relationships with people and you become great friends with them. Mm-hmm. That's all fine and dandy and everything. And that's mainly what it's about, is the friendships. Sex is just an added fucking bonus.
There are some people in the lifestyle that just want sex.
Yeah, but
for the most part, it's all about the friends that you make, the friendships that you create and build. And then you have the spicy extra side.
And I celebrate all participation in the lifestyle or in ethical non-monogamy. I celebrate everything. I'm like, I'm still in her words, Brenna's, I celebrate everything, but I really do. Like I support,
shout out to Front Porch Swingers.
Yeah. But I support every part of the lifestyle. We have had those play dates to where we have just, hey, you know, we've met him at a club. Y'all are hot. You know, you think we're hot. Cool. Let's go play.
Yeah.
We have had that, you know. So we're not saying we're any better than them by any means, because we're part of, we've done it. It just in our.
We after, just had the New Year's Eve episode. That had it. I mean, that was it.
Yeah. We've talked to one other couple, you know, since then. It's not like, you know, we're not better than anybody else when it comes to that. And hopefully that helped answer your question.
Kind of give you a little more insight on preparations.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, like if you would like, you know, when you listen to this answer, if you would like more explanations, please feel free to reach out to us.
Email us.
I mean, if you look at our website, friendswithpineapples.com, there is a contact button, contact us, and it actually has a phone number on there that you can reach us at. Leave me a message, and when we get, you know, when we get time, we will try to reach back to you. Obviously, it can't be like right then and there, but when we have time, we'll try to reach, we will reach back out to you. We will find a time to be able to, whether Zoom chat or whatever else.
Phone call, whatever.
Phone call, Zoom chat, whatever. And we'll try to explain it better in that sense.
Yes.
All right. So.
Hope y'all enjoyed this episode, guys.
Yeah.
A lot of info in that in the last few minutes, and then some spicy stories in the middle.
Yep. All right, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.